Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Bread Bull Brain Chris asks, are you also doing your show with Christian today? Which, Bread Bull Brain Chris is a regular audience member. That's funny you should ask that, because I sent a text to Christian yesterday. And I said, does it surprise you that I do not remember if we are doing a show on Tuesday? And he said, no, it does not surprise me. And no, we are not. Our next show is January 6th to celebrate Asshole Day. And so, no. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother Paul is here. He writes, why is your nose so big? I'm not sure what platform he's watching on, probably YouTube. I suggest you go to Twitch and subscribe. Thank you for that. It's my Armenian heritage, which you have none of. Bummer for you. Megan says, does it surprise you that John Jamingo jumps to shit on you with every chance he gets? Sometimes I can't figure out if you guys are actually friends or not. I think I know what you're talking about, and I kind of want to track it down. I did see that, and I think it's worth going there. And for those who don't know, John, I didn't expect John to still be alive, frankly. I think he's paralyzed. This is going to take me a second to find it. Somebody over on the world famous Segment 18 Facebook page took one of my posts that I made, and they did the old, why is he allowed to post here? And it was me making comments about whatever the hell. That was the one that our beloved Kelly went after your old pal EZ on, which I didn't see until yesterday. I'm scanning for it right now. And John showed up. I did see that. John showed up to go on the offensive. And Megan is wondering if we are pals. To be honest with you, I don't remember what the hell we could be mad at each other about. You know, sometimes you kind of almost forget why the hell things went down the way they did. If you asked me last time I have any memory of John, it would have been when we, I think we did a show together. We did like a crossover show, and I forget the topic. It wasn't that great. It was kind of forgettable, kind of laid flat. I think we called it the Fat Fuck Summit. Okay, I've got it here. Rebecca says, Jizmongo goes after you like you go after the cheese. Notice how you don't let it bother you. Bread Bull Brain Chris says he is influenced and corrupted by the Zaniacs constantly. John wrote, "Boy, oh boy, it's a shame EZ's old prostate gave out and he doesn't have any lead in his pencil, because he would run out a batch of baby batter over you guys talking about him. Poor limp noodle Eric Zaitunian cannot enjoy this as much." I need to be specific about this. I have not had trouble getting an erection. The medicine that I'm taking does, in fact, limit my baby batter. And it decreases my libido. But an erection is not a problem. So just to be specific. So whereas, like, an orgasm might have been like, yeah! And then Pooh Bear looks like a sad clown. Now it's like, you know. So that's what he's referring to. Doug says, John, they are living rent-free in Zane's head. It's so funny. What a loser. Actually, this Mike wrote to John, "What an odd thing to say. You over the just thinking about the good old days, taking back shots from EZ." So that annoyed John, because that guy didn't get John's joke. And so John said to that guy, "No, nitwit, I'll try bringing this down to something you might understand. This gives him something to talk about on his horribly boring podcast. Does that help? Dipshit." Okay, so now John's in a fight with that guy. Okay, now, so, yeah, that's the first time I had heard or seen from John in a long, long time. Now, unless if you know something else, Megan, that John has been going after, and that's, if anybody talks about me, I will never get in the way of somebody talking about me. Nor will I challenge and like piss and moan. You know? She says, "I know nothing. I just saw that." Okay. Yeah, you can never, ever, when you do what I do for a living, at the expert level that I do it at, ever start to show like what anybody says about you is like something that bothers you. I will say that if somebody says, one thing that does bother me is like when John says the show is boring, I'm like, God, I sure hope it's not. Now, I know it's just John, so whatever. But if I heard from randos telling me, "I tried, I just can't do it," I'm not going to lie to you, I do not like that. That is one thing that drives me up a fucking wall. Donut Dan says, "Can you talk about the possible new podcast yet, or have you already done that?" No, I haven't talked about it. So I have, I'll tell you this. I am the director of content and director of sales for a new podcast that features an NBA Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl champion, and a two-time NBA All-Star. They're friends, and they're doing a podcast together. It hasn't even launched. They just are starting it. And so we've got all these different things in place, and I was approached, and they said, "Do you want in on this?" I said, "Perhaps. Here's the things that I can do." And then I told them what I can do. So they said, "All right, we want you to do it." And they said, "How much is it going to cost us?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't even know if I can do a good job." They go, "Well, you got to," and I go, "Look," I said, "let me just figure shit out and see what the fuck I'm doing and see if I'm even successful at this gig. And if I am, then we'll discuss it. Okay? So, that's where we are. Brand new show. And I'm in the process right now of literally shopping it to various platforms. Okay? About, hey, we're starting the show. Would so-and-so podcast platform be interested in carrying it? Yes or no? No? All right, I'll move to the next one. So my job is to make sure the audio would be in good shape and presentable. It's an audio-video podcast. It would be recorded once a week and then posted with the possibility, the hope, that it goes to 2, 3, 4, then 5 days a week. And so I've seen and heard these three do their thing together, kind of like a test show, and it was good and enjoyable. And they said, one of the people that I was talking to said, do you think that there is a market for this? I go, absolutely. Why? I go, look, if a goddamn NFL punter can become the biggest name in online content, Pat McAfee, don't you think that you could get a similar type of attention based on the pedigree alone of NBA Hall of Famer, two-time NBA world champion, and a Super Bowl champion, and the stories you could tell? Not to mention the dynamic between them is awesome. Why? Because it's black people. I've said this before, because I always thought Pat McAfee's show sucked. I don't even know. I can't even understand why anybody would like that fucking show. But these three are awesome. So I'm excited for them. And I have a back seat to the show. It's behind the scenes. The people who presented it to me, they go, all right, well, we're going to record on this date. You need to be here. Like, not here, but like where they're recording. I go, I cannot do that. Why? I go, because I don't leave the house. Maureen says, I hope one is Bill Laimbeer. No, it's all black people, I said. Let's see. Were there any other questions here that I missed? Molly writes, what was your earliest childhood memory you have? Being a good memory. Yeah, I don't know. I remember bad memories. I remember being poisoned when I drank the kerosene out of the Pepsi can up north. Probably the first memory that I have as a human being was at that age. You're talking 1973, 1974. In that ballpark, give or take a year. Dad would put kerosene into a Pepsi can and dump it on the fire to get it going. The fucker's walking to the fire pit, and I remember I have the image of him walking, and I can see his back, and I remember actually saying, Dad's got some pop, and I'm going to have some. And he put the fucking shit down on a stump. And I grabbed that thing, and I remember chugging it. Now, Paul is here. My brother Paul is in the chat. He remembers this. I know he does. Because the last I remember is vomiting and everybody losing their mind. And then I think I was driven to a hospital up there. Which, up there in that year, if a kid like me drinks kerosene, they'll like amputate your legs. You don't want to go to a hospital in northern Michigan now, let alone in 1970, whatever. The first memory that I have. Let's see. What other memories that I have that are pleasant? Again, these are all bad memories. I remember when I was four, in October of November of 1974, my uncle died. I remember that. Yeah, I don't have many positive memories from when I was a kid. It kind of sucked cock when I was growing up. What are your Eric Zane Nostradamus predictions for 2026? Oh boy, I don't know. I haven't given much thought to that. Donut Dan says, oh, that's worse than grabbing a pop can that is full of chew and cigarette butts. My son did that. One of Diana's brothers was spitting into a can, and my son Jim did that when he was a kid. Barfed. God. All right. I want to get into this. This is a video going around of a Tennessee state trooper is speeding, and one of the county deputies pulls him over. The state trooper is traveling with a state member of the government, like the state house speaker, which state government, it's kind of like, who gives a shit, you know? I mean, I think the only people that are political that have to have some type of sway could be a U.S. senator. A U.S. senator, a state governor, and that's it. U.S. House doesn't count. If you're speeding with a trooper and you're in the U.S. House, you get pulled over and you get a ticket. If you're a senator, you do not. If you're a governor, you do not. So anything above those guys on the hierarchy, and the reason why I say senators hold more sway is because there's fewer of them, you know? Like, nobody gives a shit if you're in the House of Representatives. Well, anyway, this dickhead is the Speaker of the House in Tennessee, and he's speeding, and the deputy pulls him over, and there's, like, a war in the road between the state trooper and the deputy, and it's all caught on camera. So it's from the deputy's point of view. Now, I'm on team deputy here because this trooper's pissed off and he tries to intimidate the deputy. So let's get into it. We pick it up with these two coming together. Hang on, it's super loud and I don't want to blow your ears.
Get over here.
Highway patrol.
I don't care who you are.
Freaking hands off.
You touch me again, I'm going to lock you up, my friend.
So Tennessee. You touch me again, I'm going to lock you up, my friend. So the county sheriff knows he's a cop.
Get over here.
Highway patrol.
I don't care who you are.
Freaking hands off.
You touch me again, I'm going to lock you up, my friend. If you're going to run,
sir,
85 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone, you need to yield to the police. I don't care who you think you are.
I'm the police.
Pull over to the right. Pull over.
Okay, this is where the cop's trying to get it. I am the police. The cop is talking on the squawker saying, pull over. They're like, fuck you.
Pull over.
All right, they finally get this asshole to pull over. After there's like a chase. My God, this is terrible.
How are you doing?
Dude, pull over!
Similar.
Pull over!
Stop like that, Michelle.
Get over here.
Highway patrol.
I don't care who you are.
Freaking hands off.
You touch me again, I'm gonna lock you up, my friend.
Tennessee.
You're out here.
Let me pick it up for you, man.
Step over here. If you're THP, we're about
to... Okay, so now the trooper's showing him his pistol.
Call somebody at THP, my friend.
I got the Tennessee House Speaker in the car.
All right.
And we're moving.
No, you're not. Let me see your ID. Let me see your THP ID. I don't care what you think you're doing.
Badge number 300.
Go ahead. Keep talking. If you're going to run 85 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone, you need to yield to the police. I don't care who you think you are.
I'm the police.
Well, the police are trying to stop you because
trying
you're breaking
to stop
the law.
Police?
Yeah.
Did you not see my blue lights? Did
you ever heard of a fake car?
So I didn't know that. The guy's got blue lights on the bottom saying, yeah, whatever. I guess he feels like he's got a speed. I don't know.
They were running. It hadn't come back yet.
Exactly. Are you crazy?
You can't pull over.
What's your
Officer
name?
Officer
Johnson.
What's your name? Let me see your ID.
My name's Ralph Winters with Tennessee
Ralph,
Highway
let me
Patrol,
see your THP ID.
Badge number 300.
Okay, let me see it.
I'll show you my badge, and then we're moving on.
You can move on, because then we're about to call somebody else. Let me see it so I can get your name. What's your problem, dude?
I got business to take care of, man. We got places to go.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the
We're going to see about it, my friend. Have a good day.
You should have shot him.
We will see about it.
All right. So where does everybody stand on this deal? Tophus says, if a black guy got out of the car during a traffic stop, he'd get shot dead. Tophus also adds, yeah, well, piece of shit politicians think they're entitled to break the law. It appears that way. Lock them up. Red Bull Brain Chris says ego versus ego. Tophus adds, this guy's career is over, by the way, the speaker. He should have took him away in cuffs. Anyone else is being taken to jail for that. Patrick says, not sure why they let him go. Should have arrested him. PSN Bleach says. Cole says, fuck that guy. Arrest him and the politician. Tophus adds, these assholes aren't above the law. 85 and a 55 is an arrest and a possible suspension of license. My God. I'm on the county sheriff's side. I think that if the state trooper had just been a little bit less fucking alpha male-y, if there's kind of a term, it might have been fine. Donut Dan, retired law enforcement, says, hey, hell, that is 30 over and is reckless driving. Dan, as a cop, have you ever pulled over law enforcement personnel? And what's that been like? Nick says, I was hoping for a duel. I don't know what ultimately happened. And I disagree. I don't think anybody's career is over at that point. Tova says the trooper was right to be pissed. 30 over the limit is super dangerous. You mean the deputy was right to be pissed. Matt says he lifted his shirt and showed his gun. Should have been tased until he pissed himself at that point. Yeah, I think isn't that brandishing? Dan says, yes, I have done that. They were respectful and not jerks. All right. Well, anyway, I thought that was an outstanding clip. Every so often, I feature clips of stories about workplace incidents where, like, workplace safety was not being followed, and it led to horrific deaths in the workplace. Some of the big ones were the Bumblebee Tuna story, where the guy was inside of the oven. And the way they do that is Bumblebee Tuna, or all tuna fish, is cooked while it's in the can. They put it in the can. They seal the can. All of the cans fall into an enormous oven, bigger than this room. Like, they pull a chain and then a door opens and literally thousands of cans of tuna fish fall in. They close it up. 350 degrees. It tumbles and the tuna fish cooks.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The Bumblebee Tuna incident was there was a guy in the oven doing maintenance and some asshole pulled the chain and thousands of cans of tuna fish fell on him. And he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And the door closed and then he was tumbled in. And so, you know, they're like, hey, where did Manuel go? And I don't know. The fucker's sleeping on the job. Fucking Manuel. We're going to have a word with him. They open up the thing and Manuel falls out and he's delicious. All right. He's a crispy golden brown. He's crispy on the outside, tender, juicy on the inside. He's like KFC popcorn chicken. And they're like, oh, my God, man, this is true. This is true. And Manuel's family sued. They got millions of dollars from Bumblebee Tuna. That was one of the most amazing of all time. You can look that up. Bumblebee Tuna incident, and you will see. And I want you to think about that the next time you buy Bumblebee Tuna. Now, he wasn't cooked in with the tuna. He was separate. I think the question is, though, all of those cans of tuna that are in there with Manuel, you still sell those, right? I mean, it's protected tuna. Can you imagine? That's what Dan says, but the cans were still okay to sell. I'm guessing. I don't know why they wouldn't be. Matt says, is he okay? There was the lady at the, it was a potato chip factory or some shit, and she got caught into a potato slicer. True. And then there was the recycling facility where it was a giant contraption similar to like a paper shredder, but used for like giant steel parts. And same thing. Where's Ronnie? I don't know. And that story, I remember this because Ronnie's dad was the super of, you know, hey, where did he go? I don't know. Maybe he left. And they couldn't find him, nor could they find a trace of him. So somehow he went through the shredder, and then the conveyor runs all the recyclable materials. So he's in a cube somewhere. They don't know, though. They never did find him. And they ran a cadaver dog, everything. Nothing. And then, I swear to God in this story, days later, something the dog missed, they found a chunk like that fell off the conveyor. And they're like, oh, my God, this like quivering piece of meat. And then they gave it to the super, and this is what's left of Ronnie. We found out that's when they determined that he's actually dead. They didn't know where the fuck he was. They thought he like bugged out or something. Forklift driver on today's edition. This story is actually a week old. Forklift driver talking on phone ran away after he hit and severed one of his co-workers from the waist up. Wow. How could that possibly be? It happened in Bryan County, Georgia. A forklift driver doing just that on the phone killed a 45-year-old dude. It happened at a Hyundai Motor Group Meta Plant America site. There might be a audio video story that goes along with this. Sorry about that. Rest in peace to your ears. Jane. Let's check it out.
9 months after a worker was killed at the Hyundai mega site in Bryan County after being...
Oh, I didn't realize it was that old. I guess this is like more information.
Run over by a forklift. WTOC Investigates is continuing to push for answers. Lead investigator Shay Schrader joins us now live in the studio. And Shay, you have new details about the circumstances that led to...
This guy's eyes are way too close to his head for that size of head.
45-year-old Sunbok Yu's death back in March.
Yes, Mike, we've obtained OSHA's investigatory files, and we've learned that you was the CEO of a Hyundai subcontractor, SBY America, which was ultimately fined just under $10,000 for his death. According to OSHA's findings, you was on the site speaking to some of his workers when he decided to walk across the road. That's when he was struck by the forklift and killed. The report says you was wearing an eye patch on his right eye, as well as a black vest. Though
he had an eye patch on his right eye. Well, that's part of the problem.
Under HLGA battery company rules, he should have been wearing a high visibility green vest. Statements given to OSHA by...
Okay, so are they blaming it on you, the guy that got cut in half?
A safety manager, which had to be translated, say the person driving the forklift was talking on the phone while driving, and once he was off the forklift, ran away without checking on you.
Oh,
the report also says the forklift driver...
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd have done the same thing. If I'm on the phone on a forklift, and then I go, uh-oh, and I look, and I see legs on this side and the rest of the guy on the other side, I'm out. I'm Jesse Pinkman, Alaska.
For a separate contractor, Beyond Iron Construction. Again, SBY America, which you was the CEO of, was fined around $9,000 for exposing employees to strike and crushing hazards, while Beyond Iron Construction was fined $16,000 for exposing employees to the same hazards and failing to ensure forklift operators were following traffic regulations. A spokesperson for HLGA Battery Company says neither of those subcontractors is still contracted at the megasite. Shay Schrader, WTOC Investigate.
All right, so we got to know about the lawsuit. I mean, that's a big one. Red Bull Brain Chris says he didn't check on the guy that he just cut in half. Shocking. Bob says there was a guy fairly close to here in Pennsylvania area that was found inside a wood chipper about a week ago. Oh, those scare the hell out of me. God dang. Tophus says the garbage company I used to work for had an incident where one of the guys on the back of the rear loader truck was dumping a can. Then a car rear-ended the truck and he was pretty much cut in half. What the fuck? Patrick says the wood chippers will pull you in. Yeah, you just, my God. You'd think that there'd be, I'm sure there's some type of safety equipment, but it happened so quickly. My God. Red Bull Brain Chris adds, he killed the CEO. Bad luck, dude. So we're talking millions of dollars on a settlement, right? All right. Let's see, where are we going? I do want to say thank you to several of my sponsors. Merchant Automotive, zero workplace accidents at Merchant Automotive. So you can find them online at merchant-automotive.com. If you are having trouble with your Duramax engine or your Allison transmission on your truck, in Zeeland, Michigan, West Michigan, that's where you take it to get it repaired. I know some of you rednecks that like driving around in your trucks. You think you can fix everything like the all-American way, but you're probably going to make it worse. So when you do, reach out to Merchant Automotive. Merchant-automotive.com. Great place to go to get your Duramax engine or your Allison transmission repaired. They also have a number of great kits and parts that you can use, that you can purchase for your DIY chores that you do concerning your truck. You can learn more at merchant-automotive.com. You can even buy like an engine or a transmission through that website. And they have p- people who buy from them all around the world, so you're not alone there when you go to merchant-automotive.com. Thank you, as always, to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan, working on setting up another pinball event, and I want you to be part of it. We usually get together beforehand at the corner bar, and then we walk down the street and play pinball for a couple hours. And you can go there anytime. Their hours are just about every time that you're awake. Pinball-land.com. Pinball-land.com. And finally, buy now and refinance later with a home. Get your mortgage from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Reach out to them. Mention me, of course, as I want you to do with all of my sponsors. If you're looking to get financing for your home or your home project, 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage.
Congratulations.
Sorry. Trump is now graduated from bombing the drug boats. And some have said, yeah, those are not drug boats. But I believe that they are drug boats, you know, because they're traveling at 8 million miles an hour and they're loaded with drugs. Trump is now stepping up his game against the Venezuelans by bombing docks. And what he's saying is, well, yeah, that's where they load the drugs. So he's gone from bombing the boats to bombing the docks. So it's probably only a matter of time before people who don't like that he's bombing the docks that are like, you know, Americans. You know how, like, no matter what Trump does, there are some people who, even if Trump does something good, they're going to take a shit on him. Now, that's not me. If Trump does something great, I'm going to say that's a fucking great thing. Like, for example, the blowing up of the drug boats. I am on team blow up the drug boats. I don't care that guys running drugs into the U.S. are getting blown up. And I do not believe that anybody that is on the drug boat is actually a fisherman. There have been several people on the left who've said, well, he just blew up a family that was out on a fishing adventure. And you can believe whatever you want to believe. I'm just telling you, I don't believe that. So now Trump has upped his game. And he goes, all right, we have found out where they load the drugs. So now we're just blowing up the docks. Now, this is being met in the comments with some consternation. Tofa says he might as well just invade the country at this point. This is Iraq all over again. Yes, I agree with you. Becca Shea says, that's great. Let's just bomb the whole city, country. Going back to Tofus, it would be like Iraq being that we're invading a country. But if you think about it, Iraq, there were no weapons of mass destruction. At least we'd be going in with under the guise of undermining a dictator and ending the drug trade out of Venezuela. If you had to decide which one was more of a viable war, or for a good reason, Venezuela is a better reason. At least Venezuela is a threat to the United States. I would argue Venezuela is more of a threat to the United States than Iraq. The Iraqis were like, we don't have any of these weapons. And George W. Bush is like, fuck you. We're going in. Molly says, yeah, you cannot just blow up other countries' things. You need approval. I think that's supposed to be that way, but I don't think he's following that rule book. Tofus says congressional approval was not given. He ignores all that. That's true. Stevie says, I think he wants to invade, like Tofus just said. I agree. Tofus says, under the guise of drugs, what he really wants is those oil fields. He's made mention of it. I agree. I think when he goes in and blows up all the drug trade, and then, but his actual goal is to take the oil. Yeah, I could see Trump doing that. So he doesn't like the dictator. He doesn't like the drug trade, and he wants the oil. Countries have gone to war for a hell of a lot less than that. Bob says, dictator, I prefer the term penis potato. Also, I sent you the wood chipper story. Thank you. I might save it for the Patreon. Molly says, this is why people are upset with him. I'm not. I am not upset. I fully support. Okay, let me just explain this to you. I support blowing up drug boats. I don't care. I support blowing up drug docks. I don't care. I support more oil for us. So I support all of this. I get upset when American lives are lost. So if it can involve like drone strikes, I don't care. Donko says the drug dealers aren't following the rules either. Exactly. Who gives a shit about Venezuela? You know? It's not like he's going to be blowing up civilian populations. He's blowing up bad guys. Relax. Birch Barlow says Venezuela is a way to push Chinese influence out of our hemisphere. What's wrong with Chinese influence? All right. So, in fact, there's a quote by Trump. I don't think I have it in front of me. I have it written down. He doesn't speak well when he's being asked questions. He always just kind of sounds like a dumbass. Trump has indicated that the U.S. has hit a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela, but the U.S. offered few details. He initially seemed to confirm a strike in what appeared to be an impromptu radio interview Friday. And when questioned yesterday by reporters about, quote, an explosion in Venezuela, he said the U.S. struck a facility where boats accused of carrying drugs, quote, load up. I think Trump is like, you know, you'll get one guy say, hey, I think they're loading drugs up here. Trump's like, blow it up. Oh, we're not sure. It might be a ferry to get kids to the fucking amusement park. Blow it up. Trump said there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs. So we hit all the boats and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. There's where they implement. And that is no longer around. God. There's where they implement, and that is no longer around. The attacks on drug boats have killed 107 people and 30 strikes in September. Trump declined to say if the U.S. military or the CIA carried out the strike on the dock or where it occurred. He did confirm that it happened. He said, I know exactly who it was, but I don't want to say who it was. But, you know, it was along the shore. Trump first referenced the strike Friday when he called radio host John Castamatitis during a program on WABC radio and discussed the U.S. strikes on alleged drug-carrying boats. Isn't Anthony on WABC? Maybe Anthony. Can you imagine Anthony talking to President Trump? I don't know if you read or saw, they have a big plan or a big facility where they send the, you know, where the ships come from. Trump said, two nights ago, we knocked that out. So we hit them very hard. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has insisted the real purpose of the U.S. military operations is to force him from power. He's probably right, and that's probably going to happen. Let's see. If Obama had done this, the media would have praised the hell out of it, Donko says. Tofa says, no way. Absolutely disagree on that one. I don't, actually. I don't. You got to understand, most of the media is on the left. So if it happened like this, they absolutely would have lined up and falling over themselves to praise this. Come on now. That would have been looked at as a valuable move and delivered perfectly. And I've said this before. I mean, I can't stand Trump, but if Trump does something that I like, I'm absolutely going to talk about it and say that I agree or I disagree, whatever, based on how I feel. And I think that this is going to turn out to be fantastic. This is going to be awesome. Do you realize how cheap our gas is going to be ultimately? I mean, if Biden did anything that was good, I was always sure to talk about it. Donko says, we've been fighting a war on drugs for 40 years. This is how you win. Tofa says, our gas won't change. Well, all right. Maybe not. I don't know. All right. I'm going to leave it right there, folks. I appreciate you so much. We have our asshole of the day today. Any nominations on the asshole of the day? Yesterday, we went with the great food giveaway bitches. If you have any nominations on the asshole of the day, please leave them in the chat. Topa says the cop, not the cop, the House Speaker guy. I can't throw the House Speaker guy under the bus. He wasn't driving the car. Nick says, unsafe CEO. Are you referring to the guy who got cut in half by the forklift? How can we make him the asshole of the day? Today's asshole of the day is my dad, as Rebecca says, for putting kerosene in the Pepsi can. I get to see my dad on Thursday and Friday. So they'll be podcasting tonight. They'll be podcasting tomorrow. No podcasting Thursday. No podcasting Friday. I will post something for you, including something to listen to while I'm away, which on the most recent episode of Something to Listen to While I'm Away, it featured a Dude Shadaway interview with Andy Williams. And I really laughed hard at that. I never listen to my old shit. I rarely listen to my old shit. And usually I can only stand a few minutes of it and then I shut it off and I'm disgusted. But this particular one, I was so goddamn uncomfortable. And then I really started laughing at the dude interviewing Andy Williams. You know, he's dead. In fact, I was looking at the date that this interview happened. He didn't die. He died not that long after that. Oh, my God. All right. That's on the latest edition of Something to Listen to While I'm Away on Patreon. Thank you for your time today. Please don't be a stranger on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I'm at cameo.com/ericzane if you want a cameo. Follow me on Twitch @ericzanelive. Till next time, folks. Have a good one.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.